Good morning. Again, I'd like to welcome everybody here. And as Michael said, we do have visitors, and we thank you for your presence here. I think we can all realize that the past year, which started back on March the 11th of 2020, has been a trying year for all of us. Because of the pandemic we've been going through and dealing with the COVID-19 virus. It has affected the world in many different ways. We all know that. Seems like everything came to a halt a year ago. Many businesses had to shut down. It came to a halt, large and small. And some of these businesses may not even open again. Many people lost their jobs, men and women. And also many churches had to close their doors. But as we see, things are starting to open up and things are getting better. Even our schools and daycares had to close their doors. I believe I can speak for all the young here that the closing of schools was very hard on our young people. But the worst part of all this is that many lives were lost because of this virus. We even had people in our own congregation here that came down with this virus, but we're thankful that they're all doing better now. You also may have known of someone else who had this virus, a good friend. They may have even lost their lives from it. And as I said, this past year has been hard on everybody. Everything a year ago came to a standstill. At times we felt like we were all prisoners in our own homes. Through all of this, many people have been trying to figure out what to do to make their lives better. There is a way to a better life. It may not bring you fame and glory and riches, but it will bring you a hope and peace of mind when times get hard. As Michael mentioned, the lesson today is on a better life. And I think we all know that a better life is Jesus is the way to this better life. Before we get started, I want each of you to ask yourself these three questions. Do you have problems? Are you confused in things pertaining to life? Do you feel lost at times, just not knowing what to do? If you do, don't feel alone. We all have been there. Life can take you down at times, as it has done in the past year. We see in Job chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, we read, "Man is born of woman, and is of a few days, and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue." These words were spoken nearly 4,000 years ago. These words today express the feelings of many today also. Jesus is the way. Jesus Christ is the way to a better life. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, these were words spoken by Jesus, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the way to everything that is truly good in this life and the life to come. Jesus is the way to a better life. Jesus offers an abundant life. We see this in John chapter 10, verse 10. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." Jesus does not promise us a life of wealth and luxury. But what he assures us all of is a loving Father in heaven who cares for his children. We see this in Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 and 33. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows your needs, know you need all these things. But first seek you the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. By following Jesus and keeping his commandments, you will be blessed. We will all be blessed. They say the happiest people in the world are those who have truly committed to following Jesus. But just because we commit to follow Jesus doesn't mean we will not face adversities, as I said, or hard times. Many people who are Christians are even being ridiculed for even being a Christian. We saw this in Paul while he was living under house arrest, how he committed himself to Jesus. We see this in Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13. Paul says, not that I speak in regards to needs, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. Paul knew that Jesus was the way to a better life. Jesus is the solution to a serious problem that we all have, and this problem is the problem we all face, which is sin. We are all guilty of sin. Romans 3:23, we're all familiar with this. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, we read, if we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Romans 6:23, we're familiar with this verse also. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Unless the problem of sin is resolved, the ultimate end will be eternal punishment. Through Jesus, God provides forgiveness. Out of love, God did this for us. We see this in 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because God has sent his only begotten Son into this world that we might live through him. Herein is love, that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, our sacrifice. We also see in Ephesians 1, verse 7, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace. Through his blood on the cross, Jesus provides forgiveness of our sins. After his death for all of us, Jesus explained how those lost in sin could be saved. It involves repentance, repenting of our sins. Luke chapter 24, verses 46 and 47, we read, then he said to them, it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. It also involves faith and baptism. We're all familiar with Mark 16 and 16. We hear it very often. Christ himself. He who believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He who believeth not will be condemned. We need more than just forgiveness of sin to be truly happy. To be truly happy, we need to be restored back to the close union or relationship we had with God we lost by our sins. I believe we all know and can see the way to God is through Jesus, a way to a better life. Jesus came to this world to reconcile man back to God, the Father. God sent Jesus for this purpose. We see this in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 and 20. Therefore, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. All things are of God, and who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, had given us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto him, not imputing their trespasses unto them, had committed unto the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. In John chapter 14, verse 6, we read that Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. We need to remember that. Our relationship with God is important. One cannot experience what it means to have eternal life without having a close relationship with the Father as well as the Son, Jesus Christ. Eternal life is what Jesus has to offer. In John 17, verses 2 and 3, we read, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. The eternal life that Jesus offers us includes knowing the Father as well as the Son. I think we all know and can see that Jesus is the way to a better life, the way to forgiveness of sin. Jesus is the way to God. These are wonderful blessings that we have. Also, we need to remember that Jesus is also the way out of religious confusion. Many face confusion today over religion. They are confused over the many different churches that we have now. Also over the many different doctrines being offered by those who profess to be his church. One does not have to be a part of this confusion. I believe we all know that Jesus does not approve of this confusion and division. Jesus did teach the harm of division or being divided. We see this in Matthew 12, verse 25. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. We see Jesus prayed for his followers to be united. Paul talked about this division also in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. I beseech you now, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing and that there be no division among you, but the you be perfectly joined together or united together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Jesus prayed for unity. He prayeth that we may all be one. We see this in John 17, verse 21. And you skip down to verse 23. He prayeth that we may be perfect in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me. How good and pleasant is it when our people live together in unity? This is in Psalms 133, verse 1. We all know that Jesus promised to build his church. We see in Matthew 16, 18, what Jesus said to Peter. He said, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I believe that we all agree that what Jesus stated here is not confusion. He said, I will build my church. That's not too hard to understand. Even today, when somebody obeys the word of Jesus Christ that they did back then, they are added to the church. We see this in Acts 2:47. In his church, we can enjoy the unity that Paul wrote about. And in Ephesians 4, verses 4 and 6, Paul wrote, there is one body, one spirit, even as we are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Again, how hard is this to understand? Following Jesus is the only way we'll find joy of unity. One point left. Jesus is the way to eternal life. We know that death will come to all someday. It's appointed for men to die once, and after that, the judgment. Hebrews 9 and 27. Death will either lead to eternal life or to eternal punishment. Matthew 25:46, we read, and these will go away unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto eternal life. To die in Jesus is the way to eternal life. Jesus says in John chapter 11, 25 and 26, Jesus tells us, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Also, John wrote in Revelation 14 and 13, John wrote, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Right blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works and do follow them. Do you want a better life? If so, we know that Jesus is the way to a better life. Jesus is the way to forgiveness. Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the way out of religious confusion. And Jesus is the way to eternal life. Again, I want to thank everybody for your attention this morning. But like we always say, and Stephen says, we never like to leave here without offering an invitation to those that are here or those that might need it. Before I really get to the invitation, there are many different kind of invitations. An invitation is a written or verbal request inviting somebody to do something or to go somewhere, like a graduation, weddings, reunions, or just a party. When people get these invitations, they become very excited. They can hardly wait to go. They will do everything they can to prepare themselves and getting ready to go.
But there's one more invitation I'd like to talk about this morning. This invitation is not mine, it's not the church, but it's Christ's invitation. I want to thank Norman for reading Matthew 11, 28 through 30. This is Jesus' tender invitation to all of us. I'd like to read it one more time. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What is Christ offering us here? Christ is telling us, "I will give you rest for your soul." This rest will help remove anxiety. Christ is offering peace to calm the troubled heart. Christ is offering joy to lift our spirit. Joy will remove fear. Jesus offers hope, which will remove doubt. Christ is offering hope for all of us to face the future by assuring us of eternal life. I read earlier in Revelation 14, but I'd like to just highlight a couple of words in here. What John told us in Revelation 4:13. He said, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. They may rest from their labors and their works who follow them." So today, if you're looking for that rest, come to Christ by being baptized. Again, Mark 16:16, Christ himself says, "He who believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He who believeth not will be condemned." There's no better time than today, this morning. If after baptism you have let sin come back into your life, that of a public nature, and you need our prayers, do so today. We will pray with you and for you. But if your sins are of a private nature, go to God in prayer. He will forgive you. Our God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. We see this in 1 John 1 and 9. So today, if you're looking for the rest that Christ is offering in this invitation, don't wait. Don't put it off. Come to Christ in full obedience to his gospel. Commit to becoming one of his disciples. There's no better time than the present to accept Christ's invitation. Christ is standing at the door waiting for us to come in. The first part of Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come to me and I will give you rest." He will. So this morning, if you're present and we can help you in any way, please come forward as we stand and sing.